Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're looking at something pretty critical for anyone with an online presence, AI summary tools, specifically how to make sure they see you.
That's right. We've got an interesting excerpt that talks about what these AI tools tend to prefer, what kind of content gets picked up.
And our mission for this deep dive is, well, pretty clear, I think. We want to figure out why this idea of freshness is so important to AI.
And crucially, what practical steps, you know, you can actually take to benefit from that understanding.
Okay, so let's jump right in. The main idea here from our source is that these AI tools, they really lean towards recent information. Sounds logical, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. Yeah. You have to think about their goal, providing useful up-to-date summaries. So naturally, they're going to favor sources that seem current and active.
Yeah, the source has this great line. It says, AI values freshness the same way customers do. No one wants outdated advice. Makes perfect sense.
It really does. And the flip side is, if your website or, say, your online profiles look neglected, haven't been updated in a while,
you're just less likely to be included in those AI summaries. You kind of fall off the radar.
Exactly. Which means people using AI for quick answers or research might completely miss your business or your information.
Now, this idea of freshness or keeping things updated, it's not just about, like, pumping out daily blog posts, is it?
No, not at all. And that's what's interesting. The source gives some really concrete, maybe even surprising examples of what counts.
Okay, like what kind of actions are we talking about?
Well, it can be relatively small things, like adding a new question and answer to your FAQ page.
Oh, okay. Simple enough.
Or uploading some new photos, maybe recent project pictures or team photos.
Right. What else?
Posting regularly to your Google business profile. That's a big one, especially for local visibility.
GBP, always important.
And even just, you know, revising a paragraph on an important page, maybe adding some new context or updating a statistic.
So these aren't huge content overhauls. Why do these smaller updates register with an AI? What's the logic there?
Think of them as signals, little flags waving at the AI, saying, hey, we're active over here.
Right. This information is current.
Precisely. It signals relevance, activity, and builds a kind of algorithmic trust. It suggests the information is more likely to be accurate now.
You're showing you're not just some static, forgotten page on the web.
Exactly. And this leads directly to a very practical piece of advice in the source material.
Cheers.
Basically, make it a routine. Aim to review and refresh your key online pages, your top performers, your main service pages, maybe every 30 to 60 days.
Every month or two? That doesn't sound too overwhelming.
No, and the source calls it a small effort. It really can be.
Mm-hmm.
Update a detail, add a recent client testimonial, expand slightly on a point based on new questions you're getting.
But that small effort could have a real payoff in how visible you are to these AI summary tools.
That's the idea. It prompts us to think, you know, are we incorporating these kinds of small, regular updates into how we manage our online presence?
It really circles back to that core message from the source, doesn't it?
It does. Stay active and you'll stay visible. It's presented as a pretty direct cause and effect.
So keeping things fresh, even in minor ways, tells these AI tools that your content is current and well worth including.
That seems to be the key takeaway. You don't necessarily need a massive content creation engine running 24/7.
Right. Consistent, smaller updates that signal activity that might be enough to significantly boost your chances of appearing in these AI summaries, which are becoming more and more common.
So maybe a good question for everyone listening to consider is this. What's one, maybe two, key pieces of your online content right now that could use a quick refresh today?
And how might just that small action potentially change how AI tools perceive and share your information going forward? Something to think about.